Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think it's very necessary, because if you don't have the confidence in yourself, how is anybody else supposed to believe in you? But I think the confidence comes from putting in work. You know, God blesses you with some things, but the rest you have to contribute to for yourself. So just the work that I put in and the results that have come from that, you know, staying humble. But also, it's a certain level of confidence you got to have to be able to play the receiver position in particular.
I believe that. That is Keon Coleman, the first pick of the second round and the first Bills pick of the 24 draft. That means I owe you money. I just remembered. Okay. Let me see if I can borrow some from somebody if I can pay you.
No rush. I know where you live.
I forgot about that again.
And work.
Never really.
And recreate.
Felt good. My side. But
I was worried going into Friday night because the Iowa kid, Dijon, was sitting there. I thought like that could be something that they could get into, but they went receiver. So, yay, I win.
Philadelphia drafted Cooper DeJean after he fell a few, like pick 40. Actually, they made a pretty bold trade up to do that. Like 50 and 52 or something with Washington and maybe a later pick too. So they went after him. Okay. How do you feel? 803-0550 is the number. What? Are you watching me contort so I can see who's on the phone?
No, I'm just relieved. I'm going the Bills Coleman. Didn't pick DeJean so that I don't have to worry about Dijon DeJean
saying
on
his name.
A regular basis. I already screwed it up once today.
I'm not even sure I'm right.
Yeah, me either.
Here is Joe with us. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, Joe. Thanks.
You know, don't it seem like Philly wins the draft every year?
I know.
The one name I didn't honestly want to hear was Coleman, and it's just that speed, you know? Contested catches. I mean, because he's not getting separation, and that's what scares me. But Jerry Rice ran a 4.7. Marshall, I mean, there's a lot of good receivers that
sure.
ran slow and got Anquan Boldin, you know. And I honestly, Allen wasn't the pick I wanted. I was kind of upset about that pick. I wanted Baker or Lamar, and he turned out to be amazing. So I guess being optimistic, the only play, but I really wish they would have paired it with a speed option. I really wish they would have drafted back-to-back receivers. I really wanted A.D. Mitchell. Even the kid out of Oregon, he was there so late.
Yeah, late round three, the Bills had picked 95. Could have opted for Coleman, but they went defensive line there.
Franklin, you mean?
Oh, I said Coleman? Yeah, of course, Franklin. Sorry, thank you.
I wonder what happened to him. You know, like, it happens every year. There's a guy, or maybe more than one. He maybe just because we were so focused on receiver. It even, like, when it started, I felt like he was in the clump. And this makes sense, and it's sort of then they get stacked, but it felt like he always was an afterthought through the whole thing, almost from, I don't know, like February on, and then the draft comes, and he kind of is an afterthought.
I mean, it happens to somebody or a few guys each year, but what specific trait did he lack or whatever it might have been, I don't know. I was still like, this is a lot of people, especially around here, for as much time as we spent on receivers going into Saturday, even though the Bills picked late in the fourth round. I think it was just their original pick maybe in the fourth round that it was still, they still had a good look at one of these other guys, well, they'd have a sticker on this thing in this room. And they started to go pretty quickly. Franklin to Baker to Walker. And that dried up to the point where I would say, okay, well, I wasn't staring at a board anymore by Saturday afternoon. But you started to see running backs go. You know, some of the better ranking running backs, even. Like, obviously, it was pretty late before any running back started to go in this draft. And so it kind of made sense to me that the Bills would do that there. But now they've got six more picks, and there were still no names. Like, they got to get one more guy in here, right? That would have been, I got to make sure not to overdo it. It would have been so interesting this summer if they had Coleman and Baker.
Yeah.
And we have people on that would say, I like Baker more, right, you know, and right. Other people would say that that's crazy. And then you'd go to camp with this particular, not every team would want this, but this particular microscope on those two rookies and just sort of how they look.
And if the Saturday together. Guy is outperforming the Thursday or Friday guy, like, is that ideal? I don't think that's a reason to not do it. I'm assuming that it just didn't fit their value anywhere, and that's why they stayed away from it. But yeah, another guy would have been real nice.
Ryan is next. Hi, Ryan.
Mike, Bulldog, love the show, guys. I'm just a little confused about this draft of Coleman on the 33rd pick, second round pick for trade with the Panthers for 141st pick. The reason I'm asking is because you could have taken Coleman in the first round, 32nd pick, and had that 50-year option. So my question is a 50-year option or the 144th pick they traded for, what's more valuable?
I think they have it's reasonable to think the way the Bills did. Go get the extra draft picks. It's two trades, really. I don't see it as any sort of a problem at that point, but I don't have to be right. Let's go to Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good, thanks.
I want to ask you guys a couple questions. First question is, I went wilderness camping last weekend on Thursday, and I didn't hear the psychedelic freakout on Friday. I just want to get your take on where you guys were at on Friday, because I'm sure you guys are losing your minds that we traded away a first-round pick.
Are you sure we were losing our minds?
I'm sure somebody.
I loved
was.
It.
Mike loved
Did
it.
Love
I,
it?
I,
of course.
I loved it, but was also terrified of dealing with the Chiefs. So I would say, depending on when you dipped in on Friday, you know, and you weren't there for it, losing. There was some mind loss on my side of the room on Friday. I would say.
Well, I'm sure they're probably, and I think this kid is going to work out fine. He seems like he's. You know, he doesn't have that 40 speed, but I watching tape on him, it looks like he's got that kind of elusive speed where, you know, he was a punt returner in college. So
Well, let's hope, right? Because he was picked 33rd overall. Like, why would anybody say, I don't think it's going to, you know, I think he's bad or something. He was a good college player. There were better ones. So, yeah. You know, and your favorite team drafted him. So I would expect you to think, like, he's going to work out. Right? I mean, tape looks great. He does look good on tape.
Yeah.
But
I want to be hopeful about it too. But I thought this team needed speed more than they needed size. And they seem to prioritize size. And I'm wondering what it means, if anything. If it's just coincidence and value met opportunity and they just did it. Or if they are philosophically shifting away from separators and speed, not that they've had a lot of speed here, for catch radius and size to be a more physical team overall. That might be where they're headed.
I don't know. Like, I'm sure you guys were losing your minds. I was literally thrilled. Bulldog wasn't as thrilled as he said, but why would you assume we were losing our minds? It was smart. I think maybe they stopped short. Whether you want to put that as making one more move on Friday to give themselves one more good pick. Look at what, of all teams, Carolina was able to do, moving down however many spots that was in the second round. They got a second next year and a Saturday pick. Like, holy crap. That's one of the worst value trades I read today in like 6 years or something.
This is the Rams. With the Rams, yeah.
Right. Yeah, but maybe the Bills felt like they were pushing their luck, right? So I don't know. It seemed like that one, I said a lot on Friday, one reason to like what they did was they gave themselves all day to negotiate and field offers and maybe just completely hit it out of the park. Anyway, they drafted a guy that people had a pretty wide range of grades on. Okay, you got to draft somebody. But then to not also, as we've said over and over here in the last 10 minutes, complement that with one more to give you more of that speed, give you more options, and, you know, same thing basically, but insurance going into the season didn't happen. So what? I don't know. Here's Matt next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. I was just calling to kind of weigh in on the whole concept that, you know, we gave Kansas City their guy, and how could we possibly do that? And, you know, what I saw was, I don't have the exact count, 25-ish teams, accounting for some who had more than one first-round pick, but how many other teams that can't get past Kansas City went after their guy and let Kansas – they let Worthy fall to Kansas City no differently than we did.
Well, it's not even worth analyzing. Whoever Kansas City would have picked would have been the guy they wanted. You could say the same thing every year in every draft. Right?
I agree.
So, yeah, you're not hearing us talk like that.
That's fair.
Right? Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I totally respect what they did. It freaked me out, and it still I think Kansas City was probably going to get that guy anyway, and so you got paid for them to get the guy they wanted. It's just the optics of it, you know. It's a team that you can't get past, and so it they'll be connected in this way. It's not quite choose who you get to play, but like the Bills have a piece of Xavier Worthy being on the Chiefs now. And as someone who's sort of into, I don't know, for lack of a better way to put this right now, storytelling, like talking on the radio about this, that's another little page in the book, and I'm cool with that. I mean, I hope it works out in the Bills' favor, obviously, but as it turned out, that was exactly the player that I wanted them to draft. I spent Thursday night rooting for Xavier Worthy to make it to pick 28, because that's a fast guy, that was a well-rounded player that could really help them, and rather than take him and put him on the Bills, they got out of there and let Kansas City have him. That's dramatic.
Interesting start to this conversation, right? You know, there's a little bit of ugh, and there's also a little bit of, well, guys, right? I mean, it's kind of starting right now, and we'll just see what transpires over the course of the next, 4 months? I'm a little worried for them. I think I'm sort of exuding that. I'm trying to be honest and also fair. But I do want to, I am remembering not only how much unknown there is in drafts, and I talk, why trade down holes? They filled a lot of holes, right? Like, that's good. But when you have a quarterback like the Bills have, you should always be at least decent, at least pretty good. This is like, I'm sure you could poke holes in it somehow over the years, but who's going to fall off in the AFC in 2023? Whoever's team loses their quarterback, Cincinnati. You know, like these guys, some of them are at that level, and it would be pretty shocking, as critical as anybody could be about the Bills offseason, to think that this team is going to go 7-10 or something like that with a healthy Josh Allen, with Hyde and Poyer, with, you know, all of it. So I'm not sitting here today thinking that they're headed, you know, off the cliff. But so, you know, so, okay, step one, I've got a playoff team still. Then, well, can they win in the playoffs? Sure. They could have before, too. They might have had a better team in recent years than I expect them to have this year, but they're right there, and stuff happens. And so I'm going to need to navigate in a way that makes it more interesting to listen to than just, like, let's just put our feet up until January.
Right.
You know, and maybe somebody will fumble. Or maybe they'll make the play this year that they didn't make last year.
Make a kick, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't like how it's trending. The draft sounded too culturey for my taste. And yeah, they're going to be bigger and less fast. And Diggs is gone. And it's Keon Coleman now. It doesn't look great, honestly. So that's just how I feel. But does that mean they're going to be bad? I don't think it means they're going to be bad. I don't think their ceiling is as high, though, as
that's,
it has
that's,
been.
That's absolutely it.
But they didn't win anyway.
Right.
So maybe it's right that they want to be different, if that's even right to say. Okay, well, I hope that made sense. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Mike Tenier joining us in less than 20 minutes here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.